This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, rejoice here today, Lord. Lord, thank you for waking me up here personally. Lord, I thank you for my friends out here who have tuned in here today because they want to hear a word from you. They don't want to hear me. They want to hear what you have to say out of your word today. Lord, I pray they won't be disappointed. Speak to everyone here today through your word where we know that you speak. We listen to you and we listen for you and for your voice. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I thank you for tuning us in here to WGOD Radio. I'm Paul Esposito, host of this program, the pastor of Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Thursday nights for Bible study. Matter of fact, this Thursday night here, tomorrow night, we're going to be in Revelation chapter 20, and we'd love to see you 6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow night. At least I'm assuming you're hearing this on a Wednesday. I never know because the podcast is uploaded here when it's recorded. And for those of you who want to hear these programs as soon as they're recorded, you could either like our Facebook page at WGOD Radio or go to the website WGODontheair.net. And either one of those ways, you can download this program as soon as it's recorded. Now, here it is. Actually, it's Tuesday afternoon when I'm recording this now. We'd love to see you out this weekend, Thursday. Now, this Sunday, I've changed my mind here due to a couple people, my wife being one of them, who has said to me, you know, I always wanted to hear some preaching and teaching out of the book of Jude because it's such an important book and it's so prophetic that of where that book is placed in the New Testament, right before the very end of the world, right before the book of Revelation. So I decided that we're going to do the book of Jude. It's only one chapter. We're going to start that this Sunday morning at 10:30. Love to see you. We're going to look here this week at earnestly contending for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. That's the subject of my sermon this weekend, is contending for the faith. You might be surprised what that word means, to contend. If you can remember way back to Marlon Brando and on the waterfront, remember what he said? He said, I should have been or I could have been a contender. He says, I could have been. God says to you, you should have been. Are you? Are you contending for the faith? That's what we're looking at here this week. There's a lot of people out here today that you see are. There's bakers out here contending for the faith. There are florists out here, little old ladies, little old men, young, old, middle-aged, and alike are contending for the faith. They're losing everything that they have because they're contending for the faith. You don't have to be Billy Graham. You don't have to be big and strong. You don't have to be young. You don't have to be old. You have to stand up for the truth of the gospel. Stand up for what you know is true. Stand up for righteousness. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, Jesus said. They will be filled. If you can't make it out to Island, That podcast will be uploaded again at my website here, coming up here probably Sunday afternoon or Monday. Earnestly contend for the faith. In the meantime, we're in Revelation chapter 15, and I want to look at these four things here that people have the victory over. Revelation chapter 15, let's pick it up here in verse 1. It says, "Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous." Now, this is the third sign. The first sign that we saw was the woman in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. This is a great and wondrous sign, a woman clothed with the sun. The second sign is found in verse 3, where it says, where it references the dragon, which we know is Satan. We know it because the Bible calls him that as well, that great a serpent of old, the dragon. So this is the third sign here again, chapter 15, verse 1. "Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the last seven plagues. For in them, the wrath of God is complete." In other words, phew, finally, after all this time, after witnessing all these, we've gone through seven seals being opened. We've gone through seven trumpets. We're still waiting for the seventh trumpet to be fulfilled. Remember, he says, at the sounding of the seventh trumpet, at the last trumpet, the mystery of God would be complete. You can read that in chapter 11, verse 15. We're still waiting for that. We're in a giant interlude in between that seventh trumpet, the announcement of it, and we're still waiting for the effect of it. We're still waiting for the mystery of God to be finished that it talked about. We're in an interlude now. We haven't seen that. Verse 2, "I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over." Notice now there's four things that people have the victory over. Again, let me read the verse here to you. "Those that have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty." Look at these four things here. There's four things that you and I need to get the victory over. The first thing is we need to get the victory over the Antichrist, where it says we've got the victory over the beast. It's chapter 15, verse 2. First thing, victory over the beast. How do you do that? How do you get the victory over the beast? That is by recognizing him. How do you get the victory over the beast? Recognizing him. Remember, chapter 6, it says he comes riding in on a white horse. Well, guess what? Chapter 19, verse 11, the Son of God, the Word of God, also comes riding in on a white horse. And if you're don't know the Word of God, or if you're going to be caught unawares, if you are ignorant of the Bible and don't know the Word, you are going to be deceived by this. The Bible says you're going to be deceived if you don't know the Word. It says he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do, saying to those to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life, this man's going to deceive you. He's going to come in riding on a white horse. He's probably going to point to the Word in a different chapter like Satan does. He uses a little bit of truth to deceive people like false teachers and false prophets do on the radio and in churches and around the country and around the world by giving you just a little bit of truth, by baking a cake with rotten eggs in it. He's even going to point to the Word and say, look, the Word itself says I'm going to come riding in on a white horse. The real McCoy comes at the end of the tribulation, though, in chapter 19, verse 11, not here. To have the victory over the beast, you have to recognize him. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. You'll recognize him. I've done another study before, and that is character traits of the Antichrist. There are certain character traits about this man that we will know who he is. According to Daniel chapter 11, I believe the Antichrist is going to be homosexual. That'll be a whole nother. I got your ears pricked up now, huh? Would that surprise you? Daniel chapter 11 says he won't have the desire for women. Whether or not that means or not, time will tell. But if he turns out being homosexual, this Italian over here is not going to be surprised about it. And neither will anyone that'll hear this radio program or come to my church or listen to anything I say, because I'm expecting this to happen. If he comes here as a homosexual, the whole world's going to roll out the red carpet for him simply because of who he is. They do it today. They roll out the red carpet for homosexuals, for artists, for football players. The first gay football player was named the Man of the Year a couple weeks ago. He couldn't even make the team. He couldn't even make the practice squad, and he made Man of the Year. Yet the Lord Jesus says, when this man comes, I come in my name, and you don't receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive, it says in John 5:43. So it would not surprise me. So number one, recognize this man. Those who have the victory over the beast. Number two, those that have the victory over his image. How do you have the victory over his image? That is, don't bow down to him. Be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused to bow down to the image way back then, 500 years B.C. Well, you see, Solomon says, there is nothing new under the sun. That which has been, that which will be, is what has already been. There is nothing new under the sun. What happened in Daniel's time is going to happen again in your lifetime or your kid's lifetime. And that is, people are going to be forced to bow down. Maybe you say, I was never told I was going to be here. The rapture is supposed to come first. That's what I see on TV. Don't believe that for a minute. It says immediately after the tribulation, the Lord's coming back. Don't look for him to come before that. You see, this is why God makes your life difficult today, so that you can get through this. So if someone with a black suit on and a black hood and a knife comes and knocks on your door, you'll be able to say, get behind me, devil. James says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops what it takes to tell some crazy Muslim to get out of my face. I serve Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. You just saw 21 of them just last week do that very thing, singing songs to Jesus. As they're about to lose their life, that comes through persevering in trial. This is why God makes your life difficult, so that he can come through in your life. Just like David, when David slew the lion and the bear, God came through in his life. Then shortly after that, he runs into someone 9'6" and says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? That came through trial. If David would have cut bait and run, he would have ran away like everyone else from Goliath. But God delivered him. You see, God's got his back, and God's got your back too. If your name's written in the book of life, God's got your back. Number two is, don't bow to this image. We're at a time. We'll look at the other things we have to have the victory over in our next program. Victory over the mark and victory over the number of his name. You're listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of